It's time for a reality adjustment. Our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat have a story for this Aloha Friday. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair on the line with us. Morning.
Aloha, Catherine.
Aloha Friday, yes.
Yes.
So are you wearing an Aloha shirt?
Actually, I am. In fact, for the occasion, actually, I wear Aloha shirts quite a lot, although I don't have the big brands. I can't afford, you know, Sig Zane, which usually run for at least $100. But I am wearing an Iolani brand, like the school, and it's very comfortable. Thank you.
Okay, there you go. So tell us about the story. I really enjoyed reading this, by the way.
Thank you. It's getting a lot of traffic. It's up on the website now. The idea, I got to give credit to my boss, Patty Epler. She had the idea as the election was approaching. We just happened to notice all the photos that we have in our files and all the men, male politicians, wearing Aloha shirts. Now, that may seem like, duh, no-brainer. Of course, they wear Aloha shirts. But why? And which brands do they prefer? And what's the appropriate attire to go with it? When should you wear one? When should you not? And it was quite enlightening. And I was fortunate to speak to a lot of the top polls in town, and Mayor Kurt Caldwell, Governor David Ige, others as well. And it was quite enlightening.
I was surprised when you said that the mayor of Honolulu has 60, maybe 80 shirts. Wow.
No joke. 30 to 40 of them, this is his own estimate, are Sig Zane. Of course, anybody who knows Kurt Caldwell or sees him around sees him wearing a Sig Zane shirt. But I was surprised that the other half are Ren Spooner, another popular brand as well. But yes, he loves them. He's been wearing Sig Zane forever. And he particularly wears them on election night. It's a sort of a lucky shirt for the mayor.
And so what are the other favorites among our politicians?
Well, Hawaiian Force came up. It's a brand that I was not particularly familiar with, but I know that former Governor John Wayhe loves those shirts in particular. He also favors, on occasion, long-sleeved Aloha shirts. You don't see that too often. Gene Ward, the Republican in the House, also on occasion will wear a long-sleeved shirt. Former Governor Neil Abercrombie gave me a little history lesson. He told me about someone I didn't know about, an Alfred Shaheen. And sure enough, I Googled him, and he's credited with being very instrumental in popularizing the Hawaiian shirt or the Aloha shirt brand. Of course, we don't say Hawaiian shirt here in the islands, but many people do on the mainland. But the governor actually has one of those shirts from his days back as a legislator in the 1970s. It's still wearable to this day.
Yeah, I recall. I think Bishop Museum had an exhibit with a lot of those shirts. It was a really kind of nice little throwback.
A lot of shirts. Tori Richard came to mind for several candidates. Tommy Bahama as well. There were certain places where you don't want to wear an Aloha shirt. No one will wear an Aloha shirt to court. I mean, you don't do that. You got to wear a business attire, if not a coat and tie. So that's a no-no. Some lawmakers are concerned about wearing a blazer. Some think wearing a blazer or a sports coat over an Aloha shirt, it just doesn't look that good. It's sort of bad form and it covers up the print. But others said, no, they're rather comfortable. It might be appropriate for business casual a function or event. And so I see some candidates wearing blazers, others. Mayor Caldwell, in particular, does not like to wear a blazer with his Aloha shirts. I should just add, the mayor also likes to wear palaka print, which, you know, dates to the plantation era. And he says those are not Aloha shirts. But I talked to Ed Case, and he says, in fact, he thinks they are. So there you go.
Okay. You know, and I learned a new one with the military. They have events, and they say the attire is Aloha crisp.
Aloha crisp. That's what an education this has been, Catherine.
Yeah, great story. Good fun, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
All right. That was Chad Blair, political and opinion editor with today's Reality Check. To read the fun story, visit civilbeat.org.